Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. We're here today to discuss more real estate, and I'm going to talk with you today about the true strengths of homeowners today. So, the real estate market is on just about everyone's mind these days, and that's because the unsustainable market of the past 2 years is behind us, and the difference is being felt. The question now is just how financially strong are homeowners throughout the country? Mortgage debt grew beyond $10 trillion over the past year, and many call that a troubling sign when it happened for the first time in history. Recently, Odetta Cushy, the deputy chief economist at First American, answered that question when she said, quote, U.S. households own $41 trillion in owner-occupied real estate, just over $12 trillion in debt, and the remaining negative $29 trillion in equity. The national LTV in quarter two, 2022, was 29.5%. That's the lowest since 1983. She continued on to say the following. Homeowners had an average of $320,000 in inflation-adjusted equity in their homes in quarter two, 2022, an all-time high. End quote. Now, what is an LTV? The term LTV refers to the loan-to-value ratio. For more context, here's how the Mortgage Report defines it. Your LTV, or loan-to-value ratio, compares the size of your mortgage loan to the value of your home. For example, if your home is worth $200,000 and you have a mortgage for $180,000, your LTV, or loan-to-value ratio, is 90% because the loan makes up 90% of the total price. You can also think about LTV in terms of your down payment. If you put down 20%, that means you're borrowing 80% of the home's value. So your LTV, or loan-to-value ratio, is 80%. Now, why is this important? This is yet another reason we won't see the housing market crash. Home equity allows ownership to be in control. For example, if someone did need to sell their home, they likely have the equity they need to be able to sell it and still put money in their pocket. This was not the case back in 2008, when many owned more on their homes than they were worth. I'll share a little tidbit here. My broker and I were still in the industry around 2008 when the housing market did crash. We did see the huge rise in mortgage rates, and a lot of home buyers and sellers were refinancing at that time because many of them were upside down, meaning they owed more than the home was worth on their current mortgages. This is something we also talked about briefly in another episode when we spoke about how rising mortgage rates and inflation can impact the sale of a home, or the person's desire to sell their home or to not sell their home. And we also talked a little bit about supply and demand, and we also discussed how homeowners saw a huge increase in their home equity over the last year. I believe, to quote that number from Keeping Current Matters that we discussed in the episode, was that the average homeowner saw an increase in their home equity of $60,000. That was just in the last year. Also, we discussed during the same quarter of second quarter of 2022, that experts were predicting appreciation and depreciation to average out at about 2.5%, whereas we saw Fannie Mae projecting future home sales and appreciation, I believe, at just at 4.4%, and then Lehman was at a negative roughly 3. So altogether, there was roughly 5 or 6 different experts. That infographic is attached, if you did catch that episode, to show the difference in the appreciation and the depreciation. And that is another big factor that goes with your LTV, along with knowing what the true equity is that rests in your home, because you may have more net worth than you actually realize. So, again, you can get a recap of all of those stats on the two previous real estate episodes that we just did recently. And one was on what experts are saying for home sales in 2023 and why people are still selling their homes right now. So again, those are two additional episodes that you can listen to go into more details about the importance of watching your home equity value rather than watching the stock market. Knowing the true equity that rests in your home in the event you're thinking about selling, because that equity could be applied towards the sale of a future home. So the bottom line is this: homeowners today have financial strength far greater than they had since 1983. This is a combination of how homeowners have handled equity since the crash and the rising home prices of the last 2 years. And this is yet another reason home ownership in any market makes sense. So again, if you need someone with trusted experience to help you walk through this home buying process, you should rely on a trusted real estate market or agent such as myself, who does know the market and has a broker who is amazing at the finance side. So again, if you want to reach me on how to work with me and to do real estate business with me, things like that, you can always reach me at agentcoats@gmail.com. Again, that is agentcoats@gmail.com. So again, don't forget that the bottom line is that you have more financial strength today than anyone in our country has had since 1983. And again, I am your host and your money coach, Ms. Kalisha, CEO and founder of Ms. Tax Lady LLC, licensed real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. You are beautiful, you are brilliant, and you are bankable.